hours before the Biden-Harris inauguration, former President Trump left the White House for the last time as Commander-in-Chief on Air Force One. He wished the Biden administration great success, in his words, and promoted his administration's accomplishments.
We put it in a position like it's never been before, despite the worst plague to hit since, I guess you'd say, 1917, over 100 years ago.
The former president says he'll be back in some form, but Daily Beast senior columnist Matt Lewis tells Dimitri he's not so sure about Donald Trump remaining a powerful political figure.
Well, I do think that the fact that he doesn't have Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, but mainly Twitter, is going to be a big problem for him. I mean, if you'd asked me that question like a month ago, I would have said, no, Donald Trump is not going to go away quietly. He will stay relevant and he will intimidate people mainly through Twitter. But without Twitter, I think that does do dramatic harm to his ability to stay relevant and to intimidate and scare. Now, he's going to try. I think a big question is, what does the mainstream media do? And I'm not talking about Fox News or Newsmax or OAN, but the mainstream media. Do they get bored with Joe Biden and decide for ratings to cover Donald Trump? Or do they move on? Do they actually focus on the current president? I don't know the answer to that, but I think there's going to be a temptation for the mainstream media to continue to elevate Donald Trump, just like they did when he was running for president in 2016. That's going to tell us a lot, I think, about whether we can move on as a country and as a movement and a party.
And will that affect the behavior of the many Republicans in the House and the 50 Republicans in the Senate?
I think absolutely. Sadly, most of these politicians, their goal is really to get reelected, and it's the path of least resistance. And I think they are afraid of the Republican base, again, mainly politically, but also in some cases physically when it comes to things like voting to convict or voting for impeachment. So I do think that that will matter. If it appears that Donald Trump is fading, that Donald Trump is no longer as relevant as he once was, then I think that'll give them a certain amount of courage and independence, and they're going to start to behave more like normal. If that doesn't happen, if Donald Trump stays relevant, if he continues to be able to intimidate them, then you can expect more of what we've seen these last several years. I think that Joe Biden is probably going to get all of his cabinet confirmations. I don't see any big fights brewing. I guess Josh Hawley is going to try to hold up one. Would be the first since Reagan, the first president since Reagan who will get all of his cabinet nominees confirmed.
Even Neera Tanden?
Even Neera Tanden. Because remember, Neera Tanden's big sin is that she says mean things on Twitter. I may not like the fact that she does that. Donald Trump has just, I mean, we've defined deviancy down so much. It's going to be really hard to make the case that Neera Tanden's, you know, use of Twitter is disqualifying when we've had Donald Trump as president for the last 4 years. One of the problems, I mean, as someone, you know, who is a center-right person, one of the many problems of Trump is it's going to be almost impossible for Republicans to say anything about Joe Biden's administration and not be hypocrites for saying it. What could Joe Biden do that would be more egregious than anything that Donald Trump has done? Republicans find themselves in that difficult position of raising the debt or the deficit. It's going to be hard to find something you can criticize him for and not be a hypocrite.
That's Daily Beast senior columnist and CNN contributor Matt Lewis on Skype. And by the way, they discussed Neera Tanden there. She is the president's nominee to lead the Office of Management and Budget, and she's facing fierce opposition from Senate Republicans.